Hi there, the Sleep Nanny here, and we're talking about new babies today, new baby sleep. Because when they come home and they're brand new, there really is no telling what's going to happen, and especially if you're a first-time parent, you just don't know what to expect, how much sleep they're going to have, when they're going to get more sleep, and actually, if it is your first baby, it could be a real shock to the system, no matter how much anybody warns you and makes jokes about, oh, there goes your sleep, you really don't get what that really is like and how it feels until it hits you. You go, wow, okay, now I know what people are talking about. Babies do wake up through the night. They do need feeding and comforting and all sorts of things. So what to expect with new babies and how helping them to sleep fits in, because they're just tiny babies. What can we expect from them? So first of all, it's really important to note that they're gonna need your help to settle to sleep. It's inevitable. You can't expect a new baby who has been carried around inside the mother, being lulled off to sleep with the motion and the white noise and the warmth and all this sort of snug, tight coziness, to suddenly be laid down in a, what to them is like a vast open space, still and quiet, and all these things, and to go to sleep. They don't know what to do with that. It's an alien zone to them. So it's not going to happen straight away, and it does take time before they're able to do that and to be able to go to sleep in that sort of space quite happily. Also, it's important to know that their sleep's going to be very disorganised. Sleep is unorganised in the early few months. They're not into a rhythm. Some slip into a rhythm quite naturally, quite quickly. Others don't, and that's okay. But there are things you can do just to help shape that. And that's not to manipulate or force anything. It's just very, rhythmic, and that's something they thrive on. So things you can do are things like, from as early as 1 or 2 weeks, but definitely by 6 to 8 weeks, you can start to set up a bit of a routine around bedtime, and that could just be a few simple steps that you do in the same order every night. Simple as having a bath, milk, and down for bed in that order, or just massages or any little steps you want to put in. But having those same steps in the same order every evening will act as a cue, act as a rhythm, help your baby become attuned. And that's all it is. It's nothing, it's nothing forceful or unpleasant. It's just a nice rhythm. It's great. So you can do that from very early on. You're not expecting the baby to be able to do anything differently. You're just setting up the foundations and the environment to set the scene and help them along. Daytime sleep is likely to be very disorganized for a few months, and again, that's fine. But something that really helps get that into a good rhythm is trying to feed upon waking, not feeding before every sleep, because that often leads towards a feeding to sleep association. So, you know, they start their day, they wake up, they have a feed, they have a play, some activity, then they settle down for the next sleep. Then they wake up, they have a feed, they have a play. And then again, it's rhythm of the day. And again, that's gonna help stand you in really good stead. Now, I hear you cry that, well, but I can't get my child to sleep. So how do I get into the rhythm if I can't actually get them to go to sleep? And young babies do often fuss and cry and resist sleep because they don't know how to do it yet, which is fine, but that's why usually you get that resistance. And this is why we get into habits of feeding them to sleep or rocking them to sleep, because we feel like it's the only thing that works. And if it really is the only thing that works and you need to do it, don't beat yourself up about it. It's fine in the early few months, as long as you're aware that somewhere between 18 weeks and 6 months, it's worth changing those habits up a bit and shifting that, so that once they go into that 6 month and the things you're doing are gonna start to stick, that they're gonna stick in a way you want them to. So don't worry about bad habits at the beginning, but do have a plan to transition onto something new, ideally before you hit the 6 months would be good. But if you don't need to go into that, you know, you don't need to rock them to sleep, and you find you don't need to feed them to sleep, and actually you're able to soothe your baby in other ways, then happy days, that's great, you know. And there are plenty of ways you can do that, things you can work on and help them, as long as you're not expecting your baby to be able to put themselves to sleep regularly every time, then that's fine, because they don't know how. They really don't. You put them down, they're gonna go, what do I do? come and do something to me that makes me go to sleep because I don't know what to do. And that is totally normal. And in lots of cases, and lots of people that come to me for help, they're still experiencing this many months, sometimes even years down the line. And it's really just because they didn't know how to change it or when. And they got sort of just stuck, really, long term. So hopefully, with a new baby, if you know this already, you're going to have it in the back of your mind, your expectations are more realistic, you're not feeling all these unnecessary pressures to somehow do everything magically perfectly. You're aware of how things are going to go and how they look, and therefore, hopefully, it will set you up for a better start, really, to get off to a very good start. So I hope this helped answer some of the questions about new babies and what to expect, how you can help shape their sleep. And just remember, it's all practice. We don't expect them to be able to deliver. It's just practice. And if you can practice little bits here and there as and when they're ready, then when they are ready, they will start to demonstrate really good independent sleeping abilities. I hope that's been a great help, and I'll catch you next time.